理课堂听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. We're in our storyteller article called Hand Me Down Love. We're looking at the life of a student named Greg, and actually we're looking at the life of his mother as well. She's a very determined woman.
She certainly is. She decided that she wanted to teach, but she didn't have the right education. But she took a job as a teacher's assistant, worked really hard,and finally was offered a job as a teacher.
So we see that not only is she diligent, but she also has a lot of love for her students. Well, we're going to continue with our story. Please join us at the top of page 46 for more of Hand Me Down Love. Hand Me Down Love. My mom spent more than 20 years with the Wichita Public School System. During her career, she was voted Teacher of the Year. All of this came about because of the thoughtless comment made in the classroom that day. Mom showed me how to face challenging situations head on and never give up. As for me, my science teacher approached me as I left the classroom that day. He said, "Do you think you're the only one who has had to wear used clothes? Do you think you're the only one who has grown up poor?" Well, we learn in line one, the author says, my mom spent more than 20 years with the Wichita Public School System. Now, we remember that Greg's mom worked for 5 years as a teaching assistant, so we can assume that she spent 15 years as a full teacher.
That's right. And notice here that we talk about the public school system, and that also has to do with the Board of Education, doesn't it?
Right. So Wichita is a city in the state of Kansas, and Kansas is right in the middle of the United States. And when we say a school system, Hazel, that means that maybe Greg's mom didn't work in the same school building her entire career. Maybe she moved around to different schools, but all within the same school system, right?
That's right. So we're not sure if she stayed in the same school or moved around, but we know that all her teaching jobs were within the Wichita public school system.
Okay, it goes on to say, during her career, she was voted Teacher of the Year. Now here the word career takes on a slightly different meaning. It means the course of one's working life. We could also say someone has a career in engineering, for example. But in this case, it means the course of her working life, and we know that that has lasted for 20 years.
And during that time, she was voted Teacher of the Year. You know, I'm sure the Wichita public school system had many, many teachers, and to be voted the Teacher of the Year is quite a big honor.
It is. It's recognizing that this teacher, Greg's mom, is very effective, works hard, has great relationships with her students. It's a great honor to have this award.
It is. And then Greg writes that it's amazing, isn't it? All these good things happened because of a thoughtless comment that one of the students made about that old shirt he was wearing.
Okay, it all happened because of the thoughtless comment. And we looked at that word thoughtless earlier in the lesson. And again, it means careless. It means saying something that hurt somebody's feelings, it hurt their emotions, because the person who said something didn't think carefully before they said it.
They were thoughtless. And the opposite of that is thoughtful. And that means being careful to be nice, being careful to be kind, thinking about what you say.
Right, to be caring. Good. Well, the thoughtless comment was made in the classroom that day, and they're talking about that day that 20 years ago when that student made that thoughtless comment about Greg's shirt. Do you remember that? That was in our first day. Well, Mom showed me how to face challenging situations head on and never give up. So Greg is talking now about his mom and some of the lessons that he's learned by watching his mother be a teacher.
That's right. Greg learned not to be afraid and not to avoid challenging situations, but to face them head on.
And that's what head on means. It means to face them with courage, to face them with determination, not to give up, not to turn and run away. Let's look at this phrase head on in today's word skit. Mommy, how did you and Daddy meet?
Well, we were both walking downtown, and we were both in a big hurry. That's when we hit head on.
You mean you bumped into each other?
Yes, we did. Head on.
Head on? Ooh, was it painful?
No, not at the time, but it's been painful a few times since then.
Well, we see that Greg's mom was a great example to Greg in showing him how to face challenges. Now, some of the challenges in her life include going to school, getting a higher education. That's not easy. Also, teaching children with special needs.
That's right. Greg's mom was a great example. You know, Greg had another good example, too. That day, the day that someone made fun of his shirt, his science teacher talked to him, and I think that meant a lot to Greg.
Okay, so we're going back in time now. The author takes us again back to that day in the classroom. We're on line 8, and it says, "As for me, my science teacher approached me as I left the classroom that day." So the science teacher saw what was happening. The science teacher saw that the students were laughing at him, and so he wanted to talk to Greg.
He said, "Do you think you're the only one who has to wear used clothes? Or do you think you're the only one who has grown up poor?" And of course, the answer is expected. The answer is, no, you're not. Of course, you're not the only one.
Right. So don't feel so bad. I think the science teacher wanted to challenge Greg. Also, he wanted to encourage Greg, saying, "Greg, you're not the only one who has gone through this. I know how you feel."
So Greg's science teacher wanted Greg to know that he was not the only one who didn't have money in his family. He wanted him to know that he's not the only one that has to wear secondhand clothes.
Good point. There's nothing to be ashamed about when you're poor, and I think that's what the teacher wanted Greg to know. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the remainder of our lesson, Hand Me Down Love.
The director of a public school system is called what? A. Director. B. President. C. Superintendent. The director of a public school system is called what? C. Superintendent. And if the superintendent does a great job, then I guess he's a super superintendent. And that would be super, wouldn't it?
Hi, friends. Welcome back. We're talking about Greg, and we're learning that not only has his mother influenced his life, but we're finding out someone else did, and we learn that that's his science teacher.
That's right. I think teachers are an important part of a student's life, and we're going to find out that Greg's science teacher really wanted to help him.
Well, join us now as we read the remainder of the lesson, Hand Me Down Love. Join us on line 13.
Hand Me Down Love. My teacher shared how he was laughed at on his graduation day because he couldn't afford a cap and gown. He said, "I know how you felt. My heart went out to you. But you know something, kid?
I have faith in you. I think you are going to be something special. I was speechless again. I felt the love from him. Throughout the rest of high school, my teacher was my mentor. My teacher and my mother showed me what's really important in life. It's not what you wear, your education, or your money, but what's in your heart that counts.
So now we're learning that Greg's science teacher wants to encourage Greg, but I think he also understands how Greg feels or how Greg felt when Greg was laughed at that day because of his shirt.
Yes. In fact, Greg's science teacher was laughed at too. The day he graduated, he couldn't even afford a cap and a gown. Well, everyone wears that at graduation, but because he couldn't afford that, other people laughed at him.
Right. Okay, right now we're talking about Greg's science teacher, not Greg. When Greg's science teacher graduated, he didn't have the proper costume. And the cap and gown is something you wear when you graduate. It's usually a black gown that goes down to the knees. Men and women will wear this. And there's that special hat that has that square plate on top. Right, Hazel?
That's right. And almost everyone wears that, but I guess his family was so poor, he couldn't. And as we said already, his friends, his students in his class all laughed at him.
So he said in line 16, "I know how you felt. My heart went out to you." And that's what "my heart went out to you" means, having compassion, having the same experience as somebody else. That's when your heart goes out to someone.
Oh, so we find out that Greg's science teacher also grew up in a very poor family, and that's why he understood. That's why his heart went out to Greg. Hey, let's find out more about that phrase. Let's watch this skit.
Isn't this restaurant great?
Yes, and the juice is delicious.
Oh, look, here comes the live entertainment now.
Oh!
Some people are sad, they'll never be glad. I understand. My heart goes out to them. Some folks are alone, they'll never have a home. I know what that's like. My heart goes out to them. Some people are poor. They really need more. Like me. I understand. My heart goes out to them. Some people are in pain. No sunshine. Just rain. My heart goes out to them. I understand. My friends, my heart goes out to you. Thank
you. Boy, his heart goes out to a lot of people.
Yes. Unfortunately, his voice does too.
Waiter, check please.
Wow, great singing. Right, Steve?
Wow, I want to go to that restaurant. Well, when someone's heart goes out to someone, especially in this situation, we could say that when Greg was laughed at, Greg was really embarrassed. He was hurting inside. And so at the same time, the science teacher felt that hurt, felt that pain, right?
Right. And the science teacher wanted to encourage Greg. So he said, "You know something, kid?" Now, when a teacher calls you kid, it's kind of an endearing term. It's like, come on, kid. He says, "I have faith in you." So the science teacher believes that Greg is special.
Right, and that's what he says in line 18. "I think you are going to become something special," or "I think you are going to be something special." When you grow up, your life will be very special and have a lot of meaning.
And Greg was speechless. Remember, he was speechless before when someone made that comment. about his shirt. And now he's speechless again. He doesn't know what to say to the teacher.
He was speechless the first time because he was very embarrassed and ashamed, if you remember. Now the second time he was speechless, I think it's because he was very moved emotionally. He felt something special from his teacher. In fact, he says in line 20, I felt the love from him. So in an area or in the classroom, when you don't feel like you have a lot of friends, the science teacher befriended him, and now he feels very warm and very moved.
In fact, that changed his high school life as a student, because we find out that for the rest of his time in high school, that teacher was his mentor. That teacher was someone he could look up to and get help from.
Okay, and as I mentioned before, I'm guessing that Greg is in his sophomore year of high school, which means his second year. So he has two more years with this teacher to form a relationship. And this relationship, as we see, is very special. The teacher became Greg's mentor, a wise and trusted counselor. If Greg has a problem with his schoolwork or even a problem in his personal life, he feels very comfortable to go to his science teacher and ask for help.
So this comment that was made by a thoughtless student really changed Greg's life, didn't it?
Right, Hazel. Not only did it change his life at home with his mother becoming a teacher, but it also changed his life at school. And I think the teacher relationship here is a very special one with his science teacher. Well, the teacher and his mother, Greg's mother, showed Greg what was really important in life. Sometimes, as young people, Hazel, we don't really know what's valuable in life. We try to learn some things, but the perspective of a child or the perspective of a young person hasn't fully matured, and I think the teacher and the mother helped Greg fully understand what was important in life.
That's right. He learned that what is not important are the things that you wear, your education, or your money. Of course, those things might be important, but there are things that are much more important than that.
That's right, what you wear. So it doesn't matter if you wear secondhand clothes or hand-me-down clothes. That doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if you don't have an education, as we saw in the example of Greg's mother. She didn't have a college degree, but she did something meaningful with her life. So those things aren't as important as something else. What's very important, or what's more important than that, Hazel?
What really counts is what's in your heart, the passion that you have, or the love that you have for others.
Right, and this is something that Greg learned from his mother and his teacher, having determination, overcoming obstacles, also having love, as you said, love and passion for what you do.
Hey, so maybe that's what the title means. Hand-me-down love. That's what Greg learned from his mother.
Okay, well, we're going to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room, and when we come back, we'll have our review. Stay with us.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. Today we come to the conclusion of this moving story, Hand-me-down love.
The author talks about his science teacher who couldn't afford a cap and gown. Now, what exactly is a cap and gown?
A cap and gown is part of the academic dress worn during commencement.
Commencement?
Yes, the commencement ceremony is the graduation ceremony.
毕业典礼叫做 graduation ceremony， 可是在美国的大学呢，常常会用另外一个字 commencement 表示毕业典礼。Commencement 的意思呢是开始，所以呢，毕业典礼其实就是象征一个新的开始。Okay, let's go back to the academic dress. What are we talking about?
The academic dress consists of a cap and gown.
Oh, the cap that has some strings attached to it, right?
That's right. And those strings are called a tassel. It's traditional practice to move your tassel from one side of your cap to the other after everyone receives their diplomas.
And at the end of the ceremony, you toss your cap into the air.
That's right. That's how a lot of students like to celebrate their graduation.
毕业典礼所戴的四方帽和穿的那个长袍，英文叫做 cap and gown。那在帽子上呢，还会有挂着一条 tassel 就是那个帽穗。当毕业生拿到文凭的时候呢，就会把那个帽穗从帽子的一边拨到另外一边，象征已经完成学业了。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点，我们看 thoughtless 这个形容词。Thoughtless 可以拆成两个部分。Thought 是指思想或思考，然后 L-E-S-S 这个字尾是指没有的意思，所以 thoughtless 就是指欠缺考虑的或者是轻率的。例如 thoughtless behavior 是指轻率的行为。 Thoughtless 也指不体贴人的或者是自私的。例如 It was so thoughtless of you to make such a comment. 你说这样的话非常不体贴别人的感受。它的反义字是 thoughtful，也就是体贴的意思。接下来一起看 head on 这个成语。head on 有正面或迎头的意思，当副词片语使用。所以 face something head on 是指正面迎击或者是迎头面对的意思。例如 the troops faced their enemies head on and won the battle。部队迎头痛击敌军并且赢得胜利。最后我们看 mentor 这个名词。注意它有两种念法。一个是 mentor， 另外一个是 mentor， 都可以。mentor 是指良师益友，这个人不一定真的是你的老师，但是是一位你可以信赖而且学习的对象。例如 ，My father is my mentor， 我父亲是我的良师益友。And always face your fear of English head on. Good luck and take care.
Thoughtless.Your thoughtless actions can really hurt other people. So think before you act. Head on. The car crashed into the wall head on. The front of the car was badly damaged. One's heart goes out to someone. When my friend lost her grandmother, my heart really went out to her.Mentor. When I was young, my father was my mentor. He taught me many things about life. Hand-me-down love. My mom spent more than 20 years with the Wichita Public School System.During her career, she was voted Teacher of the Year. All of this came about because of the thoughtless comment made in the classroom that day. Mom showed me how to face challenging situations head on and never give up. As for me, my science teacher approached me as I left the classroom that day. He said, "Do you think you are the only one who has had to wear used clothes?Do you think you are the only one who has grown up poor? My teacher shared how he was laughed at on his graduation day because he couldn't afford a cap and gown. He said, "I know how you felt. My heart went out to you. But you know something, kid? I have faith in you. I think you are going to be something special." I was speechless again.I felt the love from him. Throughout the rest of high school, my teacher was my mentor. My teacher and my mother showed me what's really important in life. It's not what you wear, your education, or your money, but what's in your heart that counts.
Well, Hazel, what I really like about this story, and it's worth repeating, is that good things can come out of bad situations.
That's right, and bad things seem to happen all the time. But remember, when a bad thing happens, look for something good. I'm sure you can find it.
Also, this lesson gives us a good reminder of what's important in life: care and concern for others, and determination in the face of problems.Well, friends, that's all for today. Please join us next time for another lesson at Studio Classroom. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.